Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Inland Radio. My name is Sam and I've still got with me.
Hey guys, it's your girl Oyinda.
That's right. Oyinda, you introduced yourself as Oyinda, yeah? But you then want me to call you Oyin, correct?
Honestly, you could call me whatever you want. Oyin, Oyinda, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Anyway, just want to get out of there. Anyway guys, hope you had a lovely weekend. So Oyin, how was your week?
For me it was pretty stressful, kind of draining, because I've been like under the weather for like a week plus, so just trying to get myself together. How's yours?
The usual, except Halloween. So did you do anything for Halloween?
Not really. I don't celebrate Halloween. I know, but I just don't.
Okay. Yeah, well, for me, not like I particularly celebrate, you know, in any grand way, you know, just, yeah, but it was nice to see, you know, fireworks and all that stuff, you know, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool, like, seeing fireworks and seeing, like, the excitement with kids, you know.
Yeah,
they enjoyed the trick-or-treat process, costumes and stuff like that. But personally, like, having to, like, decorate my...
So it's one of the things that does amaze me, yeah, the way the effort a lot of people put into the decorations. Mm-hmm. Like some of my neighbors, you needed to see some of those like massive decorations, man. Like really, like,
really?
People take out time. No kidding. Like I was so impressed, like you took out time. I mean, apart from the pumpkins and all that, you know, like proper different, and like it was just so crazy, to be honest. Like I was like, come on, like a lot of people take, you know, this stuff seriously, you know?
Yeah,
so,
like people go extra mile. You see skeletons, you see tarantulas, like spiders, different things. Like people go all out, like you see cobwebs, scary things, really.
Very scary, to be honest. Anyway, guys,
I don't like anything horrific, so Halloween is not my cup of tea at
got you. I know most Nigerians still have that, you know, sense, you know, like it's just funny, and I do agree, you know. Anyway guys, so hope you had a lovely week, guys. So we'll just be bringing you trending topics this week, and unfortunately I'll be starting on a very somber note, talking about the incident that happened in South Korea. 150 people died. Well, 150 people died celebrating Halloween in a stampede. Like when I saw the news, it was very devastating, to be honest, you know. And reports have it that about 100,000 people were gathered there.
Yeah, I think that they were celebrating, right?
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah,
that's a lot of people to die.
Yeah, in the Itaewon area in Seoul, in South Korea, you know. And how 150 people, you know, like I just don't know how it would escalate so fast and you know, cause such, you know, disaster. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the South Koreans, you know. It's very, very, you know, we can understand. I mean, I think it's just sometimes easier to process if it's, you know, maybe probably a natural disaster or something, you know. I mean, one can, but in this case where people are celebrating and, you know, you then hear of such terrible news, it's just quite unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really terrible. Even a natural disaster, it's not even easy to process at
exactly
all, like you just said.
Exactly, but I do agree.
For the fact that
agree.
People died during Halloween, it's just, you know, because they were trying to celebrate something, I don't know. It's it's really sad, but prayers up for them.
Yeah, I do agree, actually, on your point. Because even a natural disaster, it's still a whole lot to process losing someone, you know. So, I guess the point I was trying to make is, like, if it's a natural disaster, like, it's out of your control to some point, you get what I mean? But this is something, like, a lot of people made the plans and arrangements, you know, to celebrate it, and at the end of the day, you then... It's just very unfortunate, and the investigations are ongoing about on that, just to see, you know, what caused it, and, you know. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the South Koreans. Devastating news from Halloween, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, prayers up for South Koreans. I mean, very sad, but hey, we move. Sorry, guys, my voice is a bit like, you can tell that my voice is just, I don't know, I sound different today. I don't know if this is because I have a cold or whatnot, but anyway, I'm just going to try my best to be as clear as possible, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on, I'm just going to be talking about Elon Musk. excuse me. So Elon Musk, for those of you that don't know, I think he's the richest guy in the world right now, right?
That's correct. And so whoever does not know that.
just wink at me like this.
What would happen if we wink at me? I'm actually interested in that response. What would happen?
It's just wink at me, like, just call me. Anyway, let's go through it. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. So, for those of you that don't know Elon Musk, like I said, he's the richest guy in the world right now. I mean, this guy, his net worth is over $203 billion. He owns Tesla. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about.
So, quick question for me, Oye. Like, if you don't know Elon Musk, like, what then, you should know him.
I mean, I should know. Why would I know, you know?
Yeah, like, if you're not on planet Earth, right?
I know you're going to end this conversation with, you like money, I like money, da da da.
No,
like money. So
I'm not even saying that. No, I'm saying, like, whoever does not know him, right? If you're not on planet Earth, right? Mm-hmm. Then you should be in space where he has where his company is taking people to. So you should know,
like,
the guy
is everywhere. Exactly. And he's not just someone that sits around for people to do all the work for him. Mm-hmm. He's a very proactive man. Like, he's very proactive. Like, he's so involved in a lot of things. Anyway, so what I'm going to be focusing on today is Twitter. So Elon Musk recently, like, purchased Twitter. And you know, I'm not on Twitter because I don't think I can handle the toxicity.
You can't take the heat.
Those guys are wild. Anyway, so the thing is, now he wants to end free, like, verification. You know, the blue tick.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's for, like, you know, public figures, celebrities. Mm-hmm. He wants to end that.
Verified.
So at first, he started off by saying, you know what, every month, everyone with a blue tick has to pay $20. And then the internet went wild. Like, everyone was like, what? We're celebrities. I mean, can't you see our status? Like, how are we going to have to pay $20 for? And then people got upset, but he didn't even care. He's like, okay, you know what? Let's negotiate. And then he brought it down to $8. But I think he's sticking to $8. To me, I wouldn't think that was, like, a strategic plan, right?
Yeah.
For to say $20. Because
to gauge the reaction of people.
Yeah, because if you know Elon Musk, he's really, really smart. Very strategic kind of man. So I personally think he was just being strategic about it, so people could, you know, complain, and then he would sound like he's doing us a favor by bringing it down to $8. So if you're, like, a celebrity out there, or you're a public figure, you're an influencer, get ready to start paying $8 every month, because verification is no longer free.
Yeah, and people would pay, actually. You know, it's funny how...
Yeah, people would, like, I'm sure people like to show up a lot. People will pay to remain verified on Twitter.
Yeah, I do agree. And if you think about it, I mean, the easy argument would then be, like, I mean, it's $8 per month, right? If you think about it, that's just about maybe $96, you know, for a celebrity. So, I mean, it's less than 100 for a year.
But to some people, it might not be a big deal. To some people, they just want to show, I mean, it's just $96, I can afford it. While some people won't pay for it.
Yeah, I do agree. But I'm saying...
Not because they can't afford it, though.
Yeah, they just feel, he's trying to exploit them or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. So, but I think for me, then, the way you see it is, like, the business case would be, I mean, it's less than $100 per year. Like, why not? I mean, if you're a celebrity and you feel, I mean, you're that popular, I mean, famous, you know, what's $100, you know?
I know.
But then
it's
again...
What's $100? Do you know how many millions of people are on Twitter? In fact, is it millions or billions? Because there are a lot of people on Twitter.
Yeah, I do agree.
I think there are 8 billion people in the world. And I'm not, maybe out of that 8 billion, I don't know how many people are on Twitter, but a lot of people are on Twitter.
You are not. So, I mean, so we may have a lot of people.
There are a lot of people on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. So it's crazy. And I know a lot of people, you know, will then say, I mean, that's one of the reasons why you should not allow a billionaire, you know, buy out companies, because everything is about the bottom line, you know, like, we just want to make profits and all that. So it has really created a lot of controversy on Twitter itself, you know, where a lot of people have stated different opinions are about how they feel, I mean, in that, on that decision. So yeah, mm-hmm. we'll wait and see what happens next.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Mm-hmm. And switching to another interesting thread on Twitter. So this one got me cracking up, actually. So this guy on Twitter, so his handle is Director DG, asked a question on Twitter and was like, how did you know you weren't going to get the job during your job interview? And he was like, share your story, you know. And a lot of people have been coming up with responses that are just wild. So if you go first, I think...
Guys, you need to read these responses. They are hilarious.
Hilarious.
So, I don't even know how this guy just sat down to come up with something like this, because mm-hmm. it's so relatable.
Exactly. So, I guess that's...
I'm not going to mention their handles, right? I'm just going to, mm-hmm. Read out people's responses. So this person goes to say, I got there and everyone was suited up. Na Ankara, I wear gold. Immediately, I stepped into the interview room. They said, you must be in the wrong place. But I mean, you're going for an interview. Dress the part. Look the part. Like, why would you wear Ankara? For those of you that don't know what Ankara is, it's just like the traditional attire, like attire, an African fabric. I mean, why would you dress like that for an interview?
So, but what if it's a fashion design, maybe a fashion designer interview role? What then?
I'm sorry, I don't think it applies to this, because this question sounds like interview proper, like interview.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's this other one. It says, in 2018, 2019, interviewer asked what else I could do. I said, I play keyboard in my church. I applied as a PR consultant. So this one. Honestly, I don't think this is entirely bad or wrong.
Okay.
I do see, that's why. So maybe for me, what I try to do is I try to play devil's advocate sometimes, just to see, just to see how I mean, from the other person's perspective, how the situation can be perceived, differently, how it can be perceived differently. So in this case, like, playing the keyboard may come in handy.
As a hobby. You could just go as a hobby.
It could come in handy, right? Maybe one of the companies, maybe events. You never can tell. Do you get?
So, yeah, but I think that's why he referenced the year. Maybe he said 2018, 2019. And trust me, in an African country, I want to believe, I don't know. I think it maybe because it's Africa. I don't know. Mm. They might see it as... It's just... this even reminds me of something. I was trying to help someone, build a CV, just make some corrections. And so this person sent me their CV, and I looked through it, and I burst out in laughter. Guess what the person wrote? Like, the person wrote... the person wrote... there's a section where the person wrote languages. Okay. English, French, and Yoruba.
Okay.
What? But you... Oh, would you say you speak English, French, and Yoruba?
What's wrong with that?
On a CV.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's not.
It is.
Yeah. You see, it's even a good example you put up. It is not weird.
No.
For the role, is it the Yoruba there or the English or the French rather?
The Yoruba, like, who understands? Like, you're applying to a company. You're applying for... Okay. As a customer, he was applying as a customer service representative, right? Representative. Yes. So, I mean,
that's...
why would you put that
reason? It's even very... In fact, I was just going to mention that, as a matter of fact, the person is spot on. The person is spot on. To be honest, so first,
honestly,
I would ask.
I both start laughing. I don't agree with you.
Oh, no. Two questions I would ask you. One, so did the person apply for a job in Nigeria?
No, here in Canada.
Okay. Okay, so now, and I'll tell you why it's not. So, in some cases, although I should say, here in Canada, I mean, Yoruba is not a predominant language, right? So that much I would concede. However, right, in especially for a customer service role, they sometimes even ask you, like, whatever other language you know how to speak.
Yes,
right,
like French, English, but I mean, that's his native
language. No. Oh yeah, and I'll tell you why. Most services right now in Canada, right, have Punjabi, right, as a language. If like not customer service, you they would tell you even some radio shows, they will tell you, even if you want to even schedule something with the government, for example, you want to book a vaccine and all that stuff, they have it in different languages. Chinese, Punjabi, they have it in all those languages. So for example, let me bust your bubble. Like in my riding, that's like constituency, right? Whenever a member of parliament shares any like information as to what's going on, you know, giving us updates, you know, in our riding, right, the communication always comes in at least five different languages: English, mm-hmm. French, Punjabi, Chinese. So the point I'm making is, some of these minority languages, right? So, you know, like visible minority languages, mm-hmm. you know, like Punjabi and all that, they're not getting dominant, you know, in communications, in official communication. So the point I'm making is, again, remember I said Yoruba is not there yet, right? Mm-hmm. But it is not, especially for customer service role, it's always best you indicate, right? Even though they do not know the language. Yeah, I kid you not.
Even if they don't know it or they don't need it,
I'm telling you.
That you understand English, French, and Yoruba on your resume.
One more thing I even forgot, sorry. In some banks now,
in Canada?
Yes, RBC, in some banks now, right? They even have, I think, was it Igbo? I think Igbo.
Really?
They said, no kidding, I kid you not, man. I kid you not. I think it's Igbo. If I remember correctly, either Igbo or Yoruba. Yeah, they were asking that, okay, is there another language that they usually have customers, you know, that call, that it's speaking Igbo, that if you could do, I tell you. So the point I'm making, so I kid you not. So it's not unusual, especially again, for a customer service role. I tell you, especially for a customer service role, I would always advise, just put it there. It doesn't take anything away. Right, because you never can tell. Whenever there's any opportunity, right, you'll be the first to know, you know, like they reach out to you. So yeah, things are like, I used to feel like, okay, maybe, so you should indicate, you should, because it's a, by the way, and I will say this, because again, you would not see Yoruba as a difficult language because you do not know how to speak it properly.
That's for me, that's not true. What are we saying?
Take your
L. That's not true. I do speak Yoruba really well.
The point I'm making is, for a very good speaker of Yoruba language, you know, it's not an easy language to speak. Right, mm-hmm. Especially if you are very good at it, you can write, you know,
I can't write it, but I can speak it.
Well, what was the signs, the marks, indications, and all those stuff, so, you know, you put on it, you know, so it's not easy actually. So yeah, it's a proper language on its own. So, and I think it's something we should be proud of. I mean, like your local languages, because it's the same way German.
I didn't even know it was popular here. Like, I didn't even know that they won on this. I didn't even know that was...
Some banks now indicate. Some banks, I tell
interesting.
You.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Hmm. So don't laugh at the person. Yeah, it's a good.
Well, thing. I laughed. I laughed. But mm-hmm. It's good to, you know, no knowledge is lost. So it's good to know that it's been integrated into the system here.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think we literally spoke about this and you know, went off. We fell off the wagon. Can we come back?
Okay, so yeah, I think it's your turn to.
Oh, okay. So the other person here says, I was interviewed at the company's office in VI. That's Victoria Island, in mm-hmm. someone in Lagos. But the job was going to be at Apapa. They asked if I can work at Apapa, and I innocently asked what was wrong with the VI office. This sounds like a typical Nigeria. But I feel like I didn't read this well. So there, guys. So it's just like, let me just paint the scenario for you. You're going for an interview and they're saying, okay, we have, and the interview is at a certain office. Maybe it's in VI, like they just stated here. And then they're asking you if you can work in another office, which is like, it's far, like it's maybe 2 hours, right? And you're asking the interviewer and you're like, what happened to this office? Why can't I work in this office? It just seems weird, right? It just seems weird. So I think that was what happened. Anyway, next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the next one is very interesting. So this one starts with a very Omo.
Vernacular.
Yeah. Is it Omo? I spied someone's CV.
No. You have to read it the way the person put it.
Okay. Omo, I spied person's CV. Mm-hmm. One of the core competencies I wrote was ingenuity. I spied it too. It was for a teaching job in a nursery school. The man carried my CV and asked me the meaning of ingenuity. I said it means fake.
Oh my God.
Olga started to laugh. I just told him to give me my CV. So apparently, this guy just dubbed someone else's CV, you know, mm-hmm. just wrote all the words, you know, that I didn't even understand from someone's CV and copied it into his own, you know, basically plagiarizing a CV. Can you imagine that? You know,
yeah, without knowing what the meaning was.
Exactly, without knowing what the meaning was of ingenuity. Yeah, so yeah, very funny one there.
Yes, it is. And let's see, there's another one. It says, the person said, she asked me, why should we give you the job? And this person replied and said, will you do it yourself?
This is actually very rude.
Only in Nigeria. Yeah. Only in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You're coming for a job and you're asking the interviewer, would you do it yourself? No way.
So this final one, very hilarious. So he says, I was to interview with this firm and they chose Eric Kaiser in Koyi as their venue. So that's a place in Lagos. And he said, I got there 30 minutes early, called their line. So they told me to place an order and relax while they joined me. I didn't know what happened. I forgot myself and placed orders for some items. I didn't check the price. But apparently, everything I bought was roughly 45K. So 45K, so say, how much would you put that in dollars? Yeah, it's a lot of money in Nigerian currency. Yeah. So let me less than $100 though. But a lot of money. Anyway, it was like when I finished my interview, I called the waiter for the bill and the lady said they would handle it. So the waiter gave it to them. They both shouted, ah! I just quietly picked my things and walked away.
In fact, I really don't want to say this to this person. Did you come there to eat or what?
No, but what would you have bought to, that would, you know, amount to 45K, sum up to
45K? I mean, so come on, some people don't have shame. I mean, you could have just, you know, gotten water. You're going for an interview. Like, how would you spend $45,000? I mean, you could have just maybe gotten water. And if it was hungry or something, maybe a snack.
Even if you're hungry, say maybe 10.
But $45,000, he must have eaten like proper food.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe main dish, appetizer, and dessert. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like a 3-course meal. Exactly. Yeah. I was about to. Because like 10,000 naira would like get you decent meal, right?
You guys be calming down, like surely.
Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed the topics, because this one actually, I mean, it's very hilarious, because the way I can imagine the shame it would do to walk out of the office, you know, because it's come on, 45,000 naira, come on.
That's a lot. That's come a lot on, for
yeah,
5K.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Anyway.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoy that. So do not go anywhere, do not toggle that dial. We'll be right back when we discuss today's topic, and today's topic is a very interesting one. So guys, sit back, relax, and we'll be right back. You're still listening to Alien Radio.
Hey there, it's your girl Oyenda, the host with the most. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. and let's discuss what's rocking the online space. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Alien Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment of this episode, where, you know, we get candid with you and discuss everything juicy.
That's right.
Yeah. So on this week's topic on Let's Get Candid, we're going to be talking about forgiving. So does forgiving someone mean you're like that you've forgotten what they did to you? I'll repeat that. Does forgiving someone mean you've forgotten what they did to you? Sam, you want to enlighten us?
So first, I don't think you should forget. I don't think you should forget, actually. I don't think so. But yes, you should forgive. you should forgive, yeah, because I mean, to err is human, you know. So like, would always, you know, in one way or the other, I mean, we all have our shortcomings, we're all flawed. So yes, it's essential to forgive. And also personally speaking, right, I mean I'm a religious person, so I mean, my faith also preaches forgiveness, right? However, to forget is something else, right? So for one, my faith also does not say anywhere for you to forget, right? Because mm-hmm. to forget is like, it's just natural for you to remember. It's your brain, right? You should just remember, unless maybe events have just, yeah, like, how would I, it's, so first, for some people, right, it's even something difficult to do. Like, they can't just blot that memory from their brain, right? So you can't just take it out, right? So yes, for some people, it's even almost naturally impossible, right, to do, right? However, should you, I think remembering the incident, right, just gives you a bit of perspective, a bit of context, you know, as to how they may have processed it at that time, right? You know, just to, so it then gets you, say, maybe better prepared, you know, to avoid such. You see what I mean? So if,
no, example, I don't actually, sorry, can you explain?
Okay, exactly. I was just about to give you an example. So mm-hmm. if, for example, I know, so say I know you, okay, say for example, if I keep my windows open, right, and it rains, right, rain will get into my room, right, just, I mean, a hypothetical case, right, and whenever it rains, I ask you, right, to shut my windows for me, right, and you always forget. Right, and then I always get hurt. I'm like, oh, why didn't you shut my windows? Why, you know, like my room, you know, everything is wet and everything and all that stuff, right? Now, and you then, sorry about that. Oh, I forgot, blah, blah, blah. Right? So, yes, I have forgiven you, right? I mop up my room, clean it up, and whatnot, right? Yes, I have done that. However, when next I see it's cloudy, right, or I hear you know, thunderstorms and all that, right, the first thing that will cross my mind, right, is to either shut it myself or find a way to ensure you do actually shut the windows. You see what I mean? So not forgetting in this case, right, because I know it's your flaw, maybe you always forget, right? So it then better prepares me, right, to avoid that situation again, where you then apologize again and say, oh, please forgive me, right? So I'm better prepared, right, to then avoid the same stories. Do you get what I mean? So forgetting, right, is one way, basically what I'm trying to say is one way, or rather not forgetting, is one way to hedge your risk, right, for such occurrence not to repeat itself. Do you get what I mean? So which is why I think it's essential not to forget, right? Then another angle would be, right?
Okay. Oh. I'm just laughing because the amount of times you said right, you've said it like 100 times in your explanation. Like, I can't get my mind off it. Like, guys, do you notice that Sam says right every 2 seconds? He goes like, right, when he's explaining something, he's like, right, this, right, this.
So it's sinking.
I'm just listening to the, in my mind, mm-hmm. I was counting how many times he was saying right. Interesting. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one of the reasons I think you should not forget, right? So now you're making me conscious of the number. Anyway, so to just get you prepared for such situation again, you know what I mean? So that's why, you know. So and it's very essential. Otherwise, right, you may fall into the same situation again. And so just to avoid that, you know, and all stories that do touch, you know, so it's best to prepare yourself and necessary arrangements.
So in a nutshell, what you're trying to say is you should, like, you can forgive but not forget.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So guys, I hope you get what Sam just said. So in a nutshell, everything he just said, he's just trying to say, like, to him, from his own perspective, you can forgive but not forget. Well, to me, so it depends, right? Oh, I'm just saying, right? Oh my, did I just say right?
No, I'm counting now. I'm on the other side counting.
No, I'll, you can't count. I still won't say it like you. We should even do a game where I say in one of the episodes, just say how many times Sam says like right in that episode. Come on, I'm sure he'll say like 500 times. But we're not going to go into that. Let's go back. We're not going to, you know, fall out the wagon again. Anyway, so in terms of forgiveness, so it depends. Like, to me, it depends. Sometimes if I'm to talk about this from a personal, if I'm to talk about this from a personal point of view, there are times I forget. I can forgive and forget. And there are times where I can forgive and not forget. So I don't know, it depends, right? Sometimes in reference to forgiving and forgetting, is for my own peace of mind. For me, it's like forgiving and letting go. It depends. You know, sometimes maybe if I even forget what the person did to me, if it's a very long time ago, or if it's, it depends on
exactly
how
so
I see in, the person.
So that means it's natural. You naturally just forgot, right?
If something is really, really, I would say naturally forgot, as in, yes, it's intentional because.
No, I don't think it was intentional.
No. Sometimes it's intentional.
So you particularly just try hard to forget that issue.
Not try hard to forget that issue, but there are just some scenarios that you just block. You choose to block it, as in, it's not everybody that can do that. Maybe it's just like. If you're referencing someone that had a traumatic childhood, for instance, there are people that intentionally forget, like they intentionally
block it out.
They don't want to remember. And some people go for therapy. Some people even go for what's this thing where exactly. So it depends.
Exorcism.
Not exorcism. Come on, that's taking it too far. do you know what exorcism is? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Because how does that even apply to this context?
Yes, it does.
How? It's just like you're putting, what's that thing now? When you're trying to, when they say, it's
take
like
a memory.
No, there's a word for it. It's a, excuse me, it's not casting a spell. It's like you're trying to.
Taking a spirit, okay.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? What I was talking about, if I remember, I'll say, but you know, they go for therapy where they try to make them remember what they've, like, they intentionally block. Those people that are traumatized, there are times where they intentionally block some certain things because they don't want to relieve that pain, that hurt in there. Exactly. So, but they've forgiven the person. But sometimes maybe trying to find out, discover, maybe on their journey to self-discovery or something, they are now trying to like open doors that have been shut, right? Some people just have the gift of blocking things, or that might be the beginning of that blocking thing that people don't understand. That maybe the person starts to block things intentionally, and it just becomes like a habit, or it just becomes part of their daily life, where they just intentionally select to keep stuff, or what they want to keep and what they want to let go of. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. So what I'm trying to, in reference to forgiveness, for me personally, it depends on how important the person is to me, right? So for me to want to forgive you, you means you really hurt my feelings. Because I mean, there are people that when they offend me, like I don't even see the reason to even bring forgiveness in the topic of discussion. I'm like, whatever, you know what? But if if somebody hurts me and you see me, like I'm just like, you know what, just stay away from me, just know that like it's hurt, that maybe I care about the person, or I'm really, like, deeply hurt, or I'm trying to avoid a situation where I'll say something I don't want to say. So forgiveness, I can forgive, but I can also let go, like, and you don't say, okay, I forgive you in silence, but just, you know, I just want to forget this incident and or this person and not, you know, pull through whatever it is. But I can also forgive and say, you know what, I'm not gonna. I can forgive, put it behind me. I could choose to move on. I think move on is the word. I can put it behind me, move past that situation, and still continue with the person. So forgiveness does not mean forgetting, right? It doesn't mean, I don't know, am I making sense, or am I even going in circles? I don't understand. I don't think,
yeah, I get your point. Like it depends on the scenario, right?
So yeah, first, so it depends, yeah, it depends
on the relationship you have with the person.
Yeah, it depends. So yeah, forgiveness carries weight. The weight of forgiveness is dependent on who the person is to you.
So you do not believe, if someone, like, regardless of the person's relationship with you, if someone asks for your forgiveness, right? So in some cases, you might choose not to. Is that what you're saying?
So that's why I said that there's forgiveness has, like, forgiveness has different, like, you can forgive and move past the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that doesn't mean it's forgetting.
I get you. So I'm asking, is there any situation where you would not forgive? That's my first question.
So the thing with me, the thing is, I end up forgiving, but it's just, for me, it's just because I'm an emotional person, it takes time.
Mm. Okay. And by the way, the word you're looking for, I think is a repression of memory repression. I think that's what it's called. That process. No, exorcism. The process of, what's funny?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, it's funny because for me, I think regardless, I think everyone deserves forgiveness.
Yeah, everyone deserves, like, well, I don't know if everyone deserves forgiveness. Forgiveness is important because it helps you, like, repair, like, any damaged relationship, friendship. But you're not obligated to reconcile with the person who, in the picture, harmed you or, you know, mm-hmm. hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you can forgive. That's why I say forgive and forget. Like, you can forgive someone and not have anything to do with them anymore for your peace of mind.
Exactly. So, which is why I'm surprised you're saying there's a particular situation where you may not forgive. You should forgive. It then depends what you then do after forgiveness.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't say not forgive. Maybe I should say very difficult to forgive.
Mm.
You know?
Which is
understandable. Because it's not like my faith doesn't.
I agree.
I'm a Christian, I was supposed to forgive, but there are just some certain situations that are very painful. And I don't mean, like, maybe imagine if somebody like the shooting. I mean, there was a shooting in where kids were killed in your school in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like, it's difficult to forgive that very difficult to forgive that kind of person that just, you know, walked in and started shooting kids, you know, that kind of thing. It's really difficult. So it's not as if not forgive the person you have, because not forgiving is also very stressful for the person that's not forgiving, because you have it in your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you forgiving, is you letting go for your own peace of mind.
Mm.
So there are times people, there are some, depending on the circumstance, it can be very difficult to forgive. Not that it might not happen or not that it won't happen, but it's just that it's difficult.
Mm. Yeah, I do agree, actually. And when I say you should forgive, or I try to forgive, doesn't mean it comes to me easily, by the way, right? I do agree it's a very difficult process, you know, but I just think what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, I think it's important one forgives. I guess that's the point I'm making, because I do agree totally.
Yeah, it's important. It's a very difficult human being. It's not easy, especially, yes, like, if you're really,
yes, hurt. It's much easier said than done.
Exactly.
Right? It's a very difficult thing sometimes, depending on the gravity of what has been done.
Exactly. Right?
So I do agree, and I do not take it lightly in any way. But I think ultimately, what I'm saying is, ultimately, it's important for everyone to, I mean, at the end of the day, try to forgive, because that way it's I think it's the first step in moving on, you know. I think ultimately one should eventually forgive, because that's how you can then get past that, you know, traumatic experience or whatever happened, you know. So, but yes, I can understand that sometimes it's a long journey, you know, to forgiveness. So yes, yeah, I do agree totally. It's not something that, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So taking out the forgiveness, now that I understand what you're saying, right, that yeah, it may take a while. Now let's put a forgiveness aside. Now let's talk about forgetting, right? So for me, I believe so by the way, I mean, when you mentioned it, it also occurred to me that sometimes some things you just get past them, not as if you just want to hold on to them, you just forget, you know, because life happens, you know, whatever. You know, but again, in my head, especially for people, sometimes it's not a case of you intentionally keeping that memory, right? Because so maybe that's why I should just distinguish the two scenarios. So sometimes, because I know for some people, right, they there's an active, you know, intentional process to keep that memory. They don't want to lose it. They want to remember that, yes, this guy hurt me. You know, they want to keep that memory. However, for some people, right, it's just how their brain is wired, right? They just remember some things, and so in some cases it eventually, you know, just goes, and you know, they do not remember anymore. But for something, they still do remember, right? They do remember because it's in their brain, you know.
Yeah, especially if the person does this like often, they it's difficult. It's difficult to forget something that if someone has wronged you, or maybe there's an issue and someone, you know, wrongs you and you tell them. I mean, if the person keeps doing the same thing and you let go, it's kind of difficult to forgive that person. But eventually, when you forgive that person, how do you forget? Because the person keeps doing the same thing over and over, and it's difficult to forget. I mean, how would you forget? How do you forget that?
I see.
If the person keeps doing the same thing again, that you
because even if you try, the person will do it again.
Yes.
Mm.
So that one, what would you say that one is?
Well, so
means dealing with the person has to be a choice. That means a choice to keep on, you know.
So which is why I said, for me, I try. So it's edging that risk. So what then? So for example, if the person does that same thing again, and I know I would react in a certain way to that stuff, right? Then I try to avoid it. Ultimately.
How is it? How do you?
So it depends.
You
so
can't again, avoid. What if that's?
So it depends on this. So again, you know, sometimes when we just say some of these things abstractly, it does not put into context, right? So which is why I gave you an example earlier, right? Like you either do the task yourself by shutting your windows, or ensure maybe you have a video call with the person and you see the person shutting
your
windows.
You know what? I like the fact that I really like the fact that you're, you know, saying like, so you're saying that the person should find a solution. The person in question who's in a position to forgive should find a solution so that, you know, just to avoid the situation, right? Mm-hmm. So avoiding the situation can also mean for the person's, okay, let me give you an example. Maybe
exactly.
Because I think you like putting things in context, like scenario based stuff, like giving examples. So let's say, what would I say? Okay, let's say a guy and a girl are dating.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues.
Okay.
Like maybe every time they argue, the guy uses words that she doesn't like.
Okay.
Like
curse words.
Maybe
swear words.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Okay.
And so she uses curse words every time, and she doesn't like it.
Okay.
But he does that. What would you advise anyone? I think, what would you advise in that situation? Would you advise, in order to avoid this, would you advise the person going through this to, you know, let go? Because I mean, why would you be in a toxic relationship having to tell the person don't do this every time, and the person does it? To talk you down, or, you know, disrespect you like that?
Okay.
So how would you, like, that's an example. That's a typical example. So in this case, would you say forgive the person and forget?
Okay, so for one, I would say, so again, it depends on how the person used curse words, right? So for some people, right, it's when they use curse words, they do not mean it in a condescending way, right? You know, so they can say, you know, so for example,
so the, if like okay. like I said, if the person doesn't like curse words at all, and the guy really knows that this person doesn't like curse words, like no matter what it is, in the context that it is, the person doesn't like curse words, and he knows let's not talk about how cuss words are used is the fact that the person understands that this person doesn't
like yes.
cuss words. So don't you are not.
I get what you're saying.
Focus well, in on that case, the situation.
Yes, in that case, I mean, the person does not like it. The person does not like it straight up.
Exactly. End so, off, right? So, what would you say?
So,
do you expect the person? Would you advise the person to forgive and forget, or and how would you tell the person to move past this? Like, forgetting as per you know, forget the person. Forgive the person in silence and move on with your life, or like, what would be the best advice in terms of forgiving and forgetting in this situation?
Well, so first, again, it touches on the point you made earlier as to how important the relationship is to you. So I think yes, that's one. It's a good place to start. So you first need to analyze and examine. Okay, how important is this relationship to you? How important is this? This curse words or whatever this person says. I mean, how much? Okay, I'm hearing.
No, I'm listening. Okay. No, I like where you're headed. Keep going.
Yes. Now, like, how much does this hurt you? So you then wait. Okay, this relationship. Okay, what does it mean to you? You also examine. Okay, the hurt and the pain or whatever you feel, the emotions or whatever you feel. When this person uses these words to you, right? How do you feel in that process? You put them side to side. Then so two things would happen, right? One would be if the relationship, it depends on how meaningful the relationship is to you. If the relationship is someone you like to keep, right? And you know, as a friend or whatever, right? Then I think it's something to have again with the person. Let the person understand. Because again, so the point,
like I said, in this context, it's a repeated thing.
Yeah,
it's
a repeated thing.
It could be termed toxic, right?
No, so I get you. Because, no, so there's a slight difference I want to point out, which would paint a different picture to the whole, or put it in a different light. Now, again, the person... And I think it's important. You are trying to discount this fact or disregard it, but I think it's important you put it into context, because the person may not be saying it from a place of hate or talking you down. Because
how would you know? Like, that's why I gave an example. I said in this context, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know, and so the example is in the context of how do you know the person is not saying it in a way that is talking the other person down. You wouldn't know.
So I can give you an example.
So that's why I'm giving you the example. I'm giving you the storyline. Okay. That is how the story is. So in this story, to you, you should take it as the person, like I said, the person knows that the other party doesn't like it, but the person keeps doing it. Whether the person is saying it in one context or not, that the person just knows that the other party doesn't like curse words, but the person keeps doing it. So it's me explaining it to you, so use it in that context. As in, so don't think for the other party saying the person is, or what if the person doesn't mean it like that. Mm-mm. Take it as I'm telling you this is how it went.
Okay, so do you think the person meant to be condescending in that context, and this is your example?
That's what I'm saying. When you know somebody, if you say you care about someone or you love someone, and the person tells you, whenever you do this thing, it hurts me, and the person keeps doing it over and over and over and over and over again, is it not? I mean, what would you say that is?
Well, you make a strong case for the lady, to be honest. You make a strong
and for the so yeah. So there are two ways. The person can choose not to. The lady can choose that. So that's what I was asking you. That in this case, would you say forgive the person and forget, or forgive and move on, or forgive as in what would you
exactly
what, so what would you advise
in it's this a case? Very it's a tricky situation, to be honest, but again, I think it ultimately boils down to your relationship with the person. So it's your call, because at the end of the day you can't it's your if you're not feeling good about something, right, you can't decide to then stay in toxicity, you know. So if you feel it's toxic for you, and you feel the person, the person adds no value to you, to your life, then I would say you move on, you know. I would not advise you to stay.
Yeah, so the thing is,
Okay.
Yeah, so how would you say, so from the guy's perspective now, from the guy's perspective, if we can't even use, value can't come in this context, because if you say you value the person and the person keeps telling you, please don't do this, and you do it, how you keep doing it continuously, it's not the first, second, third time.
No,
how is that?
No, I think it's, so I get what you're saying, to be honest, but life is not like that, Onyi. To be honest, life, you're trying to paint life. So what you're trying to do is paint life black and white, but there's gray in life. You know, there's gray in life, which is why you keep saying, oh, it's because I think it's, again, I mean, because we're speaking hypothetically, so I have to go with the hypothesis, right? You know, so you're saying, forget it from the guy's perspective, this is it, it's condescending. Yes, I get that, but I'm saying it's not that, it's not just black and white, right? So we have different scenarios, right? Different scenarios. So in this case of cursing, right, for some people, especially, you know, in maybe in the projects in the US, for example, where, I mean, cursing is like an everyday thing, right? You know, like, for example, when you relate with your guys, like, you know, you fucks with your guys. You see what I mean? Like, it's just, it doesn't mean you're disrespecting your guy. It doesn't mean, you know, when you use curse words. So that's what I'm saying. The context in which the person uses is important, okay, right? But you're saying, which is why I said you make a strong case for the lady.
Actually, you make sense. Okay. So the context in which it's being used will determine, right?
Exactly.
So if it's used in that toxic context where every time maybe there's a conversation or argument, the person uses that, how do you address such issue? Do you think you should forgive and forget, or forgive, move past it? How would you think? So, or would you advise that for your own peace of mind? You know, if you feel forgiving and letting go is the best thing, like, how would you address that kind of situation?
So again, personally, I because I always choose to forgive, I as I said, personally, I try as much as possible, right? My first instinct is to try and forgive, right? You know, again, we've agreed it may take a while, I mean, which is understandable, but ultimately, I try to work towards that direction, you know, to the path of forgiveness. So for one, I'd work towards the path of forgiveness, first of all. However, as I said earlier, you know, forgiving is one thing, forgetting is another, right? So for some people, naturally, they just forget the issue. For some people, they try to blot it out. For some people, they just remember, right? Their brains are just wired that way. Now, so, which is why I'll then say, okay, depending on how the relationship is, there are several ways to manage it, right? The relationship, right? First, you need to analyze, okay, what exactly leads, because exactly this is even a good point in this your scenario, what exactly leads to such conversations where it then crosses out and all that? What leads to such conversations? Is there a pattern? Do you guys discuss certain issues that, you know, then gets the other person agitated? Is there a certain,
but, and so, again, what would you advise in the end to do?
What I would advise is this: one, evaluate what the relationship means to you, right? And make a decision of that, right? Because again, I would not advise anyone to live a toxic life, or, you know, where you're constantly, you know, undervalued, or whatever, scolded, or, you know, anything, like, you know, just to feel, make you feel less of a human being, or less, you know, I would not advise anyone to stay in such relationship, right? So if you feel you're undervalued, or, I mean, this person just doesn't know your worth, right? So forgive the person, but yeah, just move on, you know, just move on. That's because ultimately it's anything that gives you peace of mind, or, you know, at the end of the day, whatever makes you sleep well at night is what I would suggest you choose, you know. But ultimately, do not bear any form of ill will or anything towards the person, because that way, if you, again, because sometimes you then hold these grudges, whereas the other person doesn't even, like, the person doesn't even, like, you know, bear such grudges. So you're just the one bearing the, you know, the ill will and the hate. So I would not say, if you feel, first look towards forgiveness, then if you feel it's a relationship that you, that is toxic for you, then just let go. That's it. That's what I would advise.
All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Wow, we've been discussing this for quite some time now. Anyway, guys, in reference to forgiveness, like I said, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, but it doesn't also mean that you should excuse offenses, or, you know, accept, you know, being maltreated or mistreated. Mm-hmm. It doesn't obligate you to, you know, reconcile with the person. You can, it depends. Forgiveness, there are different ways to forgive. For your mental health, for your sanity, for your pissed off mind, you can forgive and move on, or you can forgive and, you know, move past that issue. And you can also forgive and forget. It depends on what works for you. But in the end of the day, I personally am a Christian. It's good to forgive, but I don't know. Sometimes it could be very difficult, very, very difficult. And for some people, it takes time to forgive. It takes more time for them to forgive than others. Some people, they're quick to forgive. But at the end of the day, please protect your mental health, anything that makes you sleep well at night. You know, just be happy. Do what makes you happy. The weight, sometimes it's just good to lift up that weight and, you know, let it go and move past.
I mean,
or let go of the person, you know, just forgive in silence. Depends on whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. I actually enjoyed it. It's a deep topic, it's very deep, depending on your situation. Because, I mean, there's some circumstances where you're like, oh my God, this person really hurt me, I can't forgive. Mm. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not trying to go spiritual on you, but, you know, I just pray that God gives you the strength and peace of mind, the positive energy let go and forgive.
I agree.
It's your girl Oyenda, and I am signing out.
And guys, always remember to keep following this conversation. Keep up the conversation. Let us know what you think about this topic. Right? Do you think you should forgive and forget? Right? So forgive is one hand of it, then forgetting is another hand, right? So I mean, what do you think exactly on this? Let us know. Share your thoughts on Instagram. We still know our handle. Follow us, you know, keep the trend coming. It's at Alien Radio. That's ELANRADIO. Keep your comments coming, guys. Let us know what you think. We'll always acknowledge your messages. You could also send us an email at hello Alien Radio, hello Alien RADIO@yahoo.com, guys. So let us know what you think, because again, as you mentioned, it's a very, very deep topic, and it actually means a lot of things to different people. So we're really interested and curious to know what it means to you, because personally, I keep an open mind, right? You mean you may convince me to change some of my beliefs, you know. So let us know what you think, guys. I mean, we always would always reach out and acknowledge your messages, guys. So remember to reach out, guys. And Onyi, what platforms can they listen to us again? Could you give us a list?
Oh, sure. So there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. Multiple. You can listen to us on Anchor, Stitcher, Google Podcast, multiple podcasts actually.
Yeah.
Apple Podcast as well.
Apple Podcast, just
So those are just
Island Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. These are just a few platforms in which you can listen to us. Okay.
Yeah. And if you check our bio on Instagram as well, you'll see the link there that will take you directly to where you can listen to any of our episodes. So let us know. I mean, if you're starting, if you're a new listener, I mean, let us know what you think and on any of our topics. We would always acknowledge your messages. Thank you once again. We do not
thank
take
you. It.
We appreciate the love. We see you guys. Thank you. And this is Sam signing out.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find opening him with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations? Hardcore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no they pay you. When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From RC to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Except I take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. From record sales to sold out concerts. Come up, you want this encore. I need you to scream till your lungs are sore. Come on.
I'm tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you expect.